This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so we've gotten apple picking out of the way. Now we are focused in on Halloween, and not everything has to be scary. So what are we focused in on this week? Where are we going? What are we doing?
This week, kid-friendly Halloween fun. So nothing
nice.
Scary here, all the fun.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what I need.
Yeah, it's good for some adults, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, important right. That you mention that, Allie 26.
Right. No, I do. I need that.
Yeah. I'm with you, Allie.
All right, so what do we got first up?
All right, first up, we have the Seatrium Library. They do this every year. This year's theme is the Haunted Garden of Villains. So
Ooh.
Not scary. It's not at all. It's a walkthrough, and they do it in the back of the library. It's an amazing turnout.
Oh.
They're doing it Tuesday, October 17th. It's through the 21st. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. So it's basically a walkthrough, and there's like the lights and the props, but nothing jumping out of you.
Oh, okay. Good. Perfect.
I got to tell you, the local libraries, man, their game when it comes to activities is super strong. They got some, like, we took my daughter to the library like a month ago, and she got her own little library card. She's not even two. And the woman, the librarian was such a sweet woman. She's like, I got to give you a list of all of our activities. And me and my wife were looking through. They do a lot of great stuff.
I'm telling you, library people are the best people.
Yeah.
It's just
a
fact.
Yeah, that's like a whole other subject one day of all the great libraries on Long Island.
Yeah. All right, so non-scary, Halloween-themed kids' activities. Stop number two, where are we going?
Riverhead. It's the Halloween Fest. It is happening on the 21st, and they do coffin races at 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's
coffin
cool.
races?
That's cool.
Proceeding on Main Street, and then at 7 o'clock, there's a goblin parade.
Wait,
oh
that's
God.
So fun. Wait, go back to the coffin races. Like, do you build your own coffin? And then, like, I don't know how this works.
Well, they build them. I've never actually seen it, but people build them and they race. So
wow.
I guess it's like, in the summertime, they do the duck races.
Yeah.
So it's something like that.
When I was a kid and I was a Boy Scout, we did Pinewood Derby. And we'd get this block of wood and we'd have to carve it and put wheels on it and weight it and like design it and color. And then there was this track that you'd go to, like this, like, I guess it was like a 4-foot track.
Uh-huh.
And you'd put your car on it and you'd race other kids' cars.
Wow.
And I guess it's kind of similar to that, only instead of the mini cars that you're building, you're actually building, full-size coffins.
Very fascinating.
To put children in and race them. I love it. All right, cool. Coffin races and goblin parades. What's the final stop here?
Final stop is in Rockville Center. It's the Spooky Fest at the Center for Science Teaching and Learning.
Okay.
This one is kid-friendly. It's open weekends, Friday to Sunday through October 29th, and it's from 6 to 9.
Okay.
So this is more, you know, they have face painting. They have an enchanted forest. They have a zombie dino walk, fortune telling, a glow tent, and a Halloween DJ.
Ooh,
that's cool.
I love that.
Love that. Yep. Nikki, Our Long Island Life on Instagram. Nikki, if I could just throw one in, because I look forward to this now every Halloween, especially now that I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You ever go to Hicks and you do the Otto's, you know, walkthrough?
Otto.
Oh, I love
yes.
it. It's like your quintessential Long Island Halloween, like, little walkthrough. You can't go through a Halloween season, especially if you're a parent, without going to Hicks Nurseries. It's just some of the best Halloween fun you could have.
I love that.
There's actually a bunch. If you don't mind, I would love to add a few more on WBLI.com along
oh,
with you.
Oh, look at Nikki with the self-plug.
Yes.
Yep.
Would love to do that.
Did our digital guru, Jimmy, get you the access to writing your own blogs yet?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Good to know nothing's changed.
Right.
All right. Well, you send me that over, and I'll get that up at WBLI.com.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Nikki. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.